34 minutes past the hour. And it's time to talk with John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And a kind of an important speech being made right now.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman Bernanke is on making a live speech right now. He's in Boston. It's being carried on CNBC. I'm sure other networks too. Pretty boring. I mean, if you like, you're in a classroom in Princeton, because that's what his background is. But very important stuff. The market's hanging on every word, and it's interesting. One of the things he pointed out was that, quote, the current inflation rate is below the Fed's targeted rate. So that's code word for saying that they're probably going to go ahead with their non-quantitative easing, that is the purchase of more assets, treasuries, another $1 trillion or so. The market's waiting for that news. Yesterday we got the wholesale inflation numbers, and of course that's kind of a leading number, but today we get the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. And pretty good news, the headline number, that is the number without food and energy, was only up a tick, 0.1%. Year over year it's up 1.1. And if you take out food and energy, try to do that in your life, it's flat. And year over year, it's only up 0.8%. Of course, this explains why the Social Security Administration has announced for the second year in a row there'll be no COLA, no cost of living adjustment for people receiving Social Security benefits. And that has now been confirmed, even though we knew for a couple months that was coming. We also get retail sales numbers this morning. We got those a few minutes ago. They were very encouraging. They were up 0.6%. That's about 50% more than expected. If you take out automobile sales and gasoline sales, and of course, gasoline is very volatile because of the price. So if you strip that out, it was up 0.4. So those are really good numbers. Maybe there is some hope for the Christmas season after all, and we saw that in the numbers today for Mattel. Of course, Mattel owns a lot of name brands that you'd remember, Barbie, Disney Toys, Hot Wheels, Fisher-Price. They indicated that their numbers were, Barbie sales, for example, were up 6%. Disney sales were up. And they were they're encouraged about what they see coming for the busiest season of the year. But for those guys out there, some bad news, sales of Hot Wheels are off substantially. So girls are buying Barbies, boys aren't buying Hot Wheels. GE, another bellwether stock that we track because it measures so many different parts of our economy, had a good quarter, it seemed, but the market's getting hammered for that stock pre-market, primarily because of they beat their earnings number, but they did not meet street expectations on the revenue number. They were off by about $1.6 billion, pointing out weak equipment sales. And then, of course, a lot of people may or may not realize this, but more than half of GE's revenue comes from their financial services arm, that is GE Capital Credit. And it had all the same problems that the banks and the mortgage companies had, and they indicated reduced assets at GE Capital Credit. And one other catalyst for the market today will be Google. They reported earnings just after the market closed. They were just off the chart, incredibly good. Revenue was up 30%. The stock was up about 10% last night in after-hours trading. And that's an encouraging sign for many because it pointed to very, very, very strong ad revenue. And one analyst says this is back to the Google that we saw 3 years ago and the kind of performance we expect.
John, what about Time's Record story today about Milken, company that does surveys, says Fort Smith has dropped down the list of best performing cities?
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting that Jeff Collins, who's the economist that compiles the Compass measure for the City Wire, for example, pointed out that particular index is kind of really stacked, and that is if you have an economy that's highly dependent upon not super technical manufacturing jobs, you're going to do very poorly. Of course, Fort Smith and there is trying to make that transition toward more high-tech manufacturing, like the Mars plant, some of the new corporate culture that we have here. But the bottom line is, basic manufacturing is if you're dependent on that like we are, it really shows up poorly in that index.
John, you have a get together at UA Fort Smith.
Yeah, this is the alumni weekend for the UA Fort Smith, and they've asked me to speak about estate planning for an hour tomorrow, from 1 to 2, and it's free, and you can register by calling 788-7024. That's the foundation office at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. And we're not going to get into the technical side of it. We're not going to talk about taxes and trusts. We're going to talk about how to pass on your values and your valuables. In other words, how to have these family discussions and really do effective estate planning. That's free tomorrow from 1 to 2.
Finally, a teaser on your column in the Times Record Sunday.
Actually, I'm taking the day off. How about that? I get a week off this week, so because I've got these speaking engagements coming up, they gave me a little bit of slack.
Well, thank you, sir.
Take care, Bill.
At-